To defend the North goal, Patriots will receive and defend the South.
We'll take the football. So the team hits back through our offense. Scott Kulair will start Michael Nielsen at center. Guards Jackson Maynard, Dalton Ramsey. The ends Nick Collison and Patrick Maynard. The split receiver, wide receivers are Blaze Binger, Peyton Chasinghawk, Brendan Knoll, the quarterback, Eric Solomon, the tailback. We'll see a little bit of Derek Johnson as they sub in just a few here for this Hitchcock Kulair offense. Waverly South Shore a bit deeper on the defensive side. Kyle Nealon, Brady Eschen, and Zach Reese, your front three. How often do you see a quarterback play DN? Of course, how often do you see a quarterback in the nine-man game clock in at 6'4", 225? You don't see that real often. Linebackers, Sam Applehop, Colton Kranz, and Colton Schroeder. Corners are Jace Kellis and Evan Ector, and the safety is we'll see Preston Graff. We'll see Austin Hogatek, Monty Thompson, Garrett Tacker, Ryan Roth. As Whitley felt like he had a lot of weapons here that he could throw at.
Back deep for the Patriots, number three, Brendan Knoll.
Patriots will have the football.
Lining up to kick off for Waverly South Shore, number three, Brady Eschen.
I got to guess somewhere temperatures hanging right around 80. It probably could stand to cool down a little bit, but the sun will go down. It'll be cool soon enough. The flags on the goalposts are not really moving an awful lot, indicating a pretty calm, nice evening for some football. Patriots will wear the home blues, white numbers. Waverly South Shore visiting whites. Looking like black numbers from here. They'll kick it away left to right. We'll have Brady Eschen to kick it away for Waverly South Shore. Again, the Coyotes will give it away here, and nope, they're going to try the little swiver. And it got through the Patriots, and Waverly South Shore is going to get on top of it.
Waverly South Shore has recovered the onside kick.
The kicker on
first and 10.
He
Coyotes
acted like he was, so he baited him up. The other kicker came in with the onside kick and got through the first wave of Patriots. Got
first and 10 from the 42-yard line of the Patriots for the Coyotes.
As the Coyotes pulled the trick play, the first play of the game. So we'll have to look at Waverly South Shore's offense in a moment. Zach Reese will go from the gun. He'll have Cody Thompson on one side, Colton Kranz on the other. One wide each side, Evan Eckern and Sam Applehoff. Here's Reese back to pass on first down. Flushed out quickly. Running for the corner. Passes behind the intended receiver.
Pass to 13. Cody Thompson is incomplete. He's up second and 10.
In hot pursuit there was Dalton Rathjen coming around from the defensive end spot. Shedding his block, able to put a little pressure on Reese. And again, not very often you see the quarterback, one of the tallest kids out there, because those receivers are, I think, a couple inches taller. But Reese here with the handoff near side to Kranz. Kranz breaks through the first wave, picks up.
Handoff to 9, Kranz.
To around the 40.
Gain of about 2.5, brings up third down.
Third
and a short 8 to go for the Coyotes.
And really third down here for Waverly South Shore. Probably go for it territory here. Especially if you're going to try the onside kick on the first play. You're probably willing to roll the dice a little bit. One wide each side here as Reese goes from the gun. A split back situation to protect it. Reese back to pass. Flushed out, far side. Hot pursuit is Maynard. Unloading, incomplete. And there to break that one up.
Reese's pass is hurried by Maynard and incomplete. Brings up fourth down and 8.
And they will set up here for now a 4th and 8. And it looks like they're going to punt. They'll bring on Colton Kranz to punt. And
Colton Kranz, number 9, is set up to punt.
We saw the fake punt last night. If you watch Thursday Night Football, the
Knoll is back deep.
We saw
for
that,
the
but I'm just
Patriots.
Saying, don't let it out of the realm of possibility. Uh-oh, here's a motion man. Look out. Near side, Jace Jealous comes on to line up as a receiver. Back to kick is Kranz, and he will put the foot to it at midfield. Takes a hop at the 15, the 10, the 5, and it's going to go right into the end zone for a touchdown. So, no harm, no foul.
Ball rolls into the end zone for a touchback.
Onside the opening kick, but then force them into a 3-and-out. 11-10 to play opening quarter, and we're back to where I thought we were going to start.
First and 10, Patriots at the 20-yard line.
Of the football, so the starters that I announced earlier stand is we get set here. Although Coach Whitley did say, you'll see 4 down, you'll see 3 down, you'll see 2 down, sort of, from time to time. And it looks like this might be one of those times, since he's got a couple of guys down in the Noah's just kind of hanging around. Okay, now he's down over Nielsen, and the snap to Noah, back to pass. Right side pass is complete, set up a screen, but he didn't really get a block. It didn't matter. He sent him across the 25, the 30, and up.
Pass is complete to number 8, Peyton Chasing Hawk, for a first down for the Patriots.
And that will be an early first down.
Gain of 13 yards on the play.
First and 10. 33-yard line. 11:02 to play, opening quarter just underway as the Waverly South Shore Coyotes get the onside kick to open the game, but the Patriot defense able to shut them down. They return the punt. Well, they didn't get a chance to return the punt. A touchback to the 20, and now a 13-yard gain to Peyton Chasing Hawk. The Patriots will go first and 10, their own 33-yard line. And a couple of receivers tripped right side. Reese Lester, the quarterback, wins it out left side.
Has intended for Johnson. Incomplete.
Derek Johnson
brings up second and 10.
Ball's incomplete. Again, Reese was from that DN spot, was in hot pursuit of Brendan Noel. And Noel giving up quite a few inches. So got to get rid of that one pretty high to get it over Reese's arms. And it also got over Johnson. Now Noel from the gun. Solomon to his left. A receiver to each side on second and 10. And now Solomon breaks through the first round. They kind of got a hold of him. He drug him for a couple of
hand off to Solomon, number 45.
Strong hands there.
Picks up a couple of yards. Brings up third and 8.
Well, no, one of the linebackers, Colton Schroeder.
Ball is at the 35-yard line of the Patriots.
Solomon able to pick up about 2. And the Patriots now on a 3rd and 8 from their own 35-yard line. Patriots trying to score first. Waverly South Shore again kicked off, but got the onside kick. Patriots forced them into a 3-and-out. Now Patriots on their own 3rd down, a 3rd and 8. And off Solomon. Far side trying to get the corner. Got the first block across the 40. Head down. He's awful close to that marker. I don't know where they're going to mark him out of bounds, though. Yeah, it looks like the 41. He's going to be a few yards.
Solomon on the run. Gets it to the 41-yard line. Just shy of a first down. Brings up 4th and 2 for the Patriots.
Solomon, as the Patriots will look at a 4th and 2 from their own 41. And they are going to Dan Campbell this thing. Well, actually, last night I think the Lions were inside their own 20 when they did that. But they're going for it on 4th and 2. 41-yard line. Noel with 2 receivers right, 2 receivers left. Solomon in the backfield. Either somebody moved or somebody jumped off, and I think Reese might have jumped off.
Penalty flag.
Yeah, the Waverly South Shore Coyotes just gave the Patriots a first down.
Penalty is on.
Scotty had the
Coyotes
down.
5 yards marked off. Brings up 1st down for the Patriots.
The Patriots will go 1st and 10.
1st and 10 at their 46-yard line.
No score here. He's trying to put one up first. South Shore wins the toss, defers. Hitchcock Tuller takes the football, gives it up on the onside kick, gets it right back. Now on their true first drive. Here's the handoff. Knocking the football is loose. And no indication yet. I think they're trying to
hand off to Peyton Chasing Hawk. Gets yardage.
Down or not.
But it's a fumble. It is ruled to be recovered by the Coyotes.
Peyton Chasing Hawk for 8 yards, but a fumble that they do lose. And it will turn it back over.
1st and 10 for the Coyotes at their own 46-yard line.
Zach Reese is their quarterback, Holden Kranz, Cody Thompson, the running backs. Wideouts are Sam Applehoff and Evan Eckern. Guards are Garrett Tacker and Colton Schroeder. The end is Kyle Nealon. The center is Brady Eschen. The quarterback is Zach Reese. And they'll run flex here, 2 wide each side. Reese from the gun. Kranz beside him on a 1st and 10, their own 41-yard line after the fumble by the Patriots. Here's Reese from the gun on a 1st and 10. The pass, Reese with 2 wide. Out of the pocket. Nice block there. Pass.
Pass to 84 is incomplete.
Johnson.
Knocked down by number 5, Johnson.
And that will put Reese now at
2nd down and 10 for the Coyotes.
That's early in the passing game. A 2-yard run, and they now look at a 2nd and 10, their own 46-yard line. 9:57 left opening quarter, and already a couple of possessions here for the Coyotes. The Patriots had one as well. Here's the snap to Reese again. The flex, quick pass.
Oh!
And we're
going
to get a hold.
Pass is complete to number 13, Cody Thompson, flag on the play.
So the hold way back at the 43, they're going to talk it over quickly, and then I think it goes from the line of 30.
Holding on the offense on the Coyotes.
From the line of scrimmage.
They'll mark off the yards from the spot of the foul.
I thought the new rule was you mark it off from the line of scrimmage. Yeah, that he is. So they'll mark off the five. All right. On holding for Waverly South Shore, two penalties, 15 yards.
Brings up second and 20 from the 31-yard line of the Coyotes.
With split backs this time. Franz and Thompson, they'll go one wide each side. They'll leave Nealon on the end. Eckert and Applehoff.
Let's go, Boo! Get in there!
Reese on a second and 20 from his own 36-yard line. Reese the snap. Here's the handoff for Thompson. Thompson looking for the corner. Got blocked across the 40, and that's it.
Tackle by number 45, Solomon.
For Cody Thompson.
13, Thompson picks up
a third and around
5 yards. Brings up third and 17. Make that 3-yard gain.
Shut him down and get the football. We'll try to get you a scoreboard update. As soon as
ball is on the 40-yard line. Third down.
Air Care downtown here. Reese again from the gun. He'll go two wide each side. And Franz in the back field. Reese pulling the ball. Snap on a third and 16. Back to pass. Made it. Flushes him out. Lobs it over the middle. Over through.
Pass to number 13 is incomplete. Brings up fourth down and 16 for the Coyotes.
Reese early at 0 for 4. And we'll set up another punt here by Cran. 58 left opening quarter. Patriots will get it back for their second time. So
Krantz, number 9, is back to kick for the Coyotes. Number 3, Brandon Knoll, is back deep to receive for the Patriots.
Krantz back to kick it away. Now they do set up like maybe at some point you're going to see a fake. They get two wide right, one wide left. Other than that, kind of a double block set. And Maynard is going to be there. Well, Krantz got the kickoff. Nice job there by Golden Krantz to actually get a kick away. And this did not turn out too bad for them, considering it went between his legs all the way back to the 10. He's able to.
The punch after a bad snap still rolls to the 33-yard line of the Patriots. First and 10, Hitchcock Kulair.
On the offensive side of the football on a first and 10. Tigers at Brookings tonight. That's our game of the night. Five, and we're going to get a heat timeout.
Heat timeout called by the officials.
The Patriots will go first and 10 from their own 32 when we come back in a minute. A 60-second timeout on KOKK. Okay, trying to get some scores. Second punt tonight by Waverly South Shore. We're trying to get you a scoreboard update here shortly. That's courtesy of the Mirror Family Hair Care. I know Wolsey Westington is off this week, so We'll see what we've got. We got a Tigers score, of course. They are zeros with about a minute left in the first. We've got one second Washington Springs, Sanborn Central. They're taking on McCook Central Montrose. That's also zeros halfway through the first quarter. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. We'll talk about Lori and Kylie in a bit. Only good things. First and 10. Their own 32. Long snap count here by Noel. The handoff for Solomon. Solomon coming from the near side. Oh, he got a couple of blocks. 35-40. Head down. And Reese rides him down to the 45-yard line. Solomon will pick
Eric
up.
Solomon powers to the 45-yard line. Gain of 15 brings up first and 10.
Scoreboard update by the
Patriots.
Hair Care. They're located in downtown Huron. For an appointment at the mirror, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR. Or call or text Kylie at 605-553-1628. The Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. They accept walk-ins as well, 35-4th Street Southeast. First and 10 Patriots, their own 45. Noel the snap, fakes it to Solomon. Now he's got the option, he'll keep it himself. Across midfield, cuts it back, nice cut back inside the 45. And down the line.
Number three, Brendan Noel on the keeper.
Gain for Noel.
Gain of 13, 15 more yards. Another first down for Hitchcock Tulare.
We get going with 8 points.
Ball is at the 40-yard line of the Coyotes.
Chains now set, first and 10 at the Coyote 40-yard line. Joel will go from the gun. They'll bunch him up. Double end with Solomon in the backfield. They'll fake the handoff. He'll give it to Santa Cruz. Cuts it back inside the 35 and down to around the 30-yard line. He's going to
play Spinger with the handoff.
And the Patriots spreading it around a little bit.
Picks up a gain of 9 yards. Makes it second and 2 after 8 yards.
To the Waver the South Shore 32-yard line.
Ball is at the 32-yard line of the Coyotes.
He's got Tulare, got the opening kickoff. Waverly South Shore into the bag of tricks right away. They got the onside kick. Waverly South Shore, though, in a couple of possessions, has 2-3 and outs as the Patriot D standing pat early. The offense trying to put one in. Here's Noel, the handoff. And that one looks slightly bobbled. And now Solomon's going to grind this pile almost to the 30-yard line. They had him really for no gain, but they never stopped the momentum. He kept on grinding and moving and grinding and moving.
Solomon takes the pile a yard, brings up third down and 1 at the 31-yard line of the Coyotes.
Patriots trying to strike first. Believe it or not, this is the fourth possession overall. Both teams have had 2. Well, this is the Patriots' second. Fumbled and lost it on their first possession. Waverly South Shore's both possessions ended in punts. Snap to Noel, pitch to Solomon. Solomon's got the point. Oh, they upended him shy of the first down marker. And a nice diving tackle there by, I think, Brady.
Solomon takes the handoff, but for no gain, brings up fourth down and 1.
The legs took out both of them, and Solomon could not recover. So there's the goal for no gain. And we'll make it 4th and 1. This definitely go for a territory here at the Waverly South Shore 31-yard line. Patriots try to convert a 4th down. 6:10 to play in quarter number 1. Carries a lot of glass. Will bring us our post-game report after the game here tonight. Scoreboard's brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. More about that. Patriots on a 4th and 1. Solomon right up the gut. And a bowling ball for 2.
Solomon picks up 2 yards, brings up 1st down and 10 for the Patriots.
When Nealon tried to...
Ball is at the 29-yard line of the Coyotes, 1st and 10.
But Solomon quickly recognized that, lowered the shoulder, and picked up the 2 yards they needed. 1st and 10 at the Waverly South Shore 29. It'll be Noel from the gun, 1 wide left. 1 wide right. Roll the handoff to the near side. Is the chasing hog. Nice move on the inside to lose 1 man. Oh, he breaks another tackle. 20, 15, 10. He's got a man on the jersey.
And Peyton chasing hog.
5 yard line.
Drags a man to the 5 yard line. 1st and goal, Patriots.
It looks like it's inside the 5 at the 4. All right, here we go.
Ball is spotted at the 5-yard line.
So 24 yards on the handoff to Peyton Chase. A first and goal at the 5 with 5:09 to play in the opening quarter. Patriots threatening to strike first. Blaise Binger and Eric Solomon split backs to protect Noel. Now Solomon will shift and that will draw a flag.
Call is full start against the Patriots. It's a 5-yard penalty.
I think that Solomon moves from his spot, but I don't know if there was a second person moving, and I guess that's not a false start anyway. I think that's an illegal shift. But I don't know. I'm curious about that myself. It'll be a 5-yard step up and a first and goal at the 10. 5:01 to play here.
Brings up first and 10 at the 10-yard line for the Patriots.
Between Hitchcock-Culaire and Waverly South Shore. Whitley and his boys on the road trying to pick up their first win, 0-3 on the year. Patriots 2-1. We last saw him in that loss to Fulton. Here's Noel from the gun. One wide each side. Rolls out. Looking right side. Flips it out. It's out in front of the receiver. Oh, he made it.
Touchdown, Patriots! Patrick Maynard pulls in the pass from Brendan Noel for a touchdown.
So the Patriots' first score of the night, first score of the game, will come with 4:43 to play in the first. 10-yard pass. Brendan Noel to Patrick Maynard. And now they will look for two. Noel from the gun. Binger to his right. And goes straight to Blaze. And he is in.
2-point conversion is successful. Patriots 8.
Back in a minute.
Coyotes 0.
Timeout on 12-10. Okay.
Time for Patriot! Push up! Give me
8-0 Patriots. Hitchcock-Culaire strikes first with 4:43 to play in the opening quarter. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown here on Laurie and Kylie at 35 4th Street Southeast. Styles for the whole family. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. All at the Mirror Family Hair Care. So the Huron Tigers have scored. They lead 6-0 at Brookings at the end of the quarter.
Number 8, Peyton Chasing Hawk lining up for the kickoff for the Patriots.
Trailing McCook Central Montrose, 6-0 with 2 minutes.
Back deep for the Coyotes, number 9, Prince. And 13, Thompson.
Nine man forced to pass along. Mosey Lessington is not in action tonight. The Smet leading Old Ham and Mona Rumpin, 22-0. And let's see how about Miller, Heim, or Carroll. Can't find them. Maybe they're on fire. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Miller Family Hair Care. Scoreboard here at Tulare updated to Hitchcock-Culaire 8. Turn from the 10 to the 30.
Tackle by Sim Solomon and Cheddar.
And Thompson needs to return there for Waverly.
Kickoff is returned to.
Now their third possession of the night. A couple of 3-and-outs.
The 32-yard line of the Coyotes brings up first and 10.
A lot of four there. We got 2 rushes for 6 yards. Coyote offense back on the field. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Colton Kranz, lone man in the backfield, and Zach Reese checks the armband for the play on a first and 10. Hand off near side, nice tackle in the backfield, and he will
56 has stopped him. Dalton Ratchet.
Made the stop
in the backfield.
That's going to be a big loss. That's going to go for a loss of 8 yards.
Loss of 8 yards brings up second and 18 for the Coyotes.
So a big stop there as Ratchet will make it second and 18. 4:10 left, opening quarter, 8-0 Patriots. Reese from the gun, two receivers each side. Kranz, lone man in the backfield, back to pass is Reese on second and long. Maynard went down in front of him. Maynard flew by him.
Oh my goodness.
Now he got away again. Here's a flag, no flag in the backfield. Pass is complete, and it's up.
Pass is complete to number five, Eckern.
So Evan Eckern makes the catch. They needed 18. They got 16 of them, and they had Reese in the backfield.
16-yard gain brings up third and
17.
Two.
Make it third and one. As again, they had Reese a couple of times in the backfield. Rapson had a shot at him. Maynard had a shot at him. Got away, far side of the field, and a nice coming back to the ball there by Evan Eckern.
Number seven on the keeper.
First of the night.
Picks up two for a first down for the Coyotes. Ball is at the 45 of Waverly South Shore. First and 10.
In the positive column early on, as they had very little success moving the football on the first two possessions. Touchdown, so first down of the night. First and 10, their own 45. Reese again from the gun, tossing in motion right to left. Snap to Reese. Reese sets in the pocket, throws over the middle. Two guys there, and they knock it away from each other.
84 and 13.
Were there,
but the ball fell. Incomplete pass brings up second down and 10 for the Coyotes.
Unfortunately for Waverly South Shore, they get something to go right in the passing game. And they find a new something. That's something that Coach Whitley said. Quite simply, just got to stop doing that. Stop shooting yourself from the foot. And there's Reese again.
Ball is knocked away by 45. Salmon, incomplete. Brings up third and 10 for the Coyotes.
Actually, I think teams will learn just stay away from Eric Salmon, but it takes a minute. You'll notice the Falcon game. They game plan to the end, the corner.
Keep working on, face it, let's go!
Of course, as they got the snowball going added to the
pass is incomplete.
Fourth
and 10.
Through the hands of Cheddar. Fourth and 10 for the Coyotes.
They'll go from their own 45, and they've got three trains on.
Timeout called by Waverly South Shore Coyotes.
We're 8-0 Patriots. We'll take a minute back in 60 seconds on what you get. Is it working? Check it. Nice. Got my water.
Here we go. Thank you.
to Tulare. 2:23 to play quarter number one. Still take it away here in Tulare as the Coyotes decide to go for it. Fourth and 10, their own 45. Reed back to pass. Right, looks left, lofts it over the middle. Oh, what a completion. Out to the 30.
Pass to number 13. Cody Thompson is complete.
Basketball.
First down, Coyotes.
There, he went up to make that catch.
Ball now at the 31-yard line of the Patriots.
4 yards.
First and 10.
On the pass play. So Reese now 2 out of 9 for 41. As again, Waverly South Shore, a big play here on this first drive tonight for them, where they really seem to have their yards. Reese from the gun, first and 10, Patriot 31. Reese going to run it. Up the middle, picked up.
Reese on the keeper.
He ran right into the
stopped at the line of scrimmage, brings up second down and 10.
You run into Maynard and run in between Maynard and Hill, so you're not going to make it bad in there. And if you do, Solomon's there to clean it up. So. Here's Reese again from the gun, second and 10. Three at 31 yard line after the 24 yard pass to Tom.
What is that, Derek?
And off to 9.
Of a yard.
Runs into Johnson and Nielsen.
Reese lost, but we'll just...
For a gain of 1. Brings up 3rd and 9.
We'll get the one that gets ready for 2. 3rd and 9. Patriot 30 yard line. South Shore scoring 8-0. Final minute of the opening drive. Laid hand on France. Oh, reverse. Thompson. Now Thompson's going to throw it. He's got Reese open. Makes the catch at the 10. Bad old trick, says Thompson from the 30.
Pass to 7. Reese is complete. At the 10-yard line of the Patriots, brings up 1st and goal for the Coyotes.
Twice tonight. And they have both worked out as he pulls the reverse halfback pass here. And before had the onside kick to open the game. As Waverly South Shore coming to play. Hungry for that first win on a 1st and 10. 1st and goal from the Patriot 10. Left side really picked off. Incomplete as Cheddar meets
his pass is incomplete. Brings up 2nd and goal.
They're trying to swing it out there again. Thompson's direction with now 31 seconds to play in the first. We'll set up for a 2nd and goal at the 10. As Waverly South Shore trying to punch one through. They trail 8-0. One man in the backfield this time, Colton Kranz. Reese from the gun, 2 receivers each side. Back to passes, Reese. Fires it over the middle. And
pass is incomplete. Knocked down by Solomon. Brings up 3rd and 10 for the Coyotes.
12, 61 yards. Kind of tough sledding early. They have had, didn't have a couple of, probably one where their two receivers kind of knocked away from each other. And some of them kind of dropped. Minor success early on, but a big one here is they are in the red zone now on a 3rd and 10. Reese flushed out of the pocket. Here comes the flag. Reese looking to run it inside the 5, and he is leaning at the goal line. Now he's in for the touchdown, but there's a flag here.
Holding.
Yeah, that'll be
penalty on the play. On the play.
Waverly South.
The call is holding against
the Coyotes.
The Coyotes.
25 yards. As this one will mark back to now a 3rd and goal from the 20.
10-yard penalty.
17 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. 8-0.
Make it 3rd and 20 for the Coyotes to the goal line.
On here in Tulare as the temperature now, I'm assuming, will come down just a little bit. It was a nice night for some football, not a lot of wind. A little bit on the humid side, but welcome to September in South Dakota. Reese from the gun, 2 receivers to each side. Kranz out of the backfield. He's the relief valve. Reese won't need him. He fires over the middle. Got Thompson open at the end zone. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Coyotes. Pass complete to Thompson.
So Cody Thompson, the first touchdown of the night for Waverly South Shore. It'll come with 10 seconds to play in the first.
20-yard pass, Zach Reese to Cody Thompson.
So can the Coyotes tie it up? 8-6 as they look for a two-point conversion. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Same look here for the South Shore. It'll be Reese from the gun. Sets a man in motion left to right. The snap, Reese, quick pass, over the middle. Two-point conversion is...
Two-point conversion is successful.
We're back in a minute. Back to Tulare in 60 seconds.
Coyotes 8, Patriots 8. 10 seconds left in the first quarter.
They did. The rest of them have been eaten.
Welcome back to Tulare. 10 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Don't go very far there, Nate. We'll have a break here real soon as they are just getting set now to kick it away. And we'll talk a little bit about Waverly South.
Number 3, Brady Ishin, lining up kicker. To kick Brady for...
Also the center and the defensive tackle, and clocks in at 6-4.
The Coyotes back deep for the Patriots is number 3, Noel.
One of three, I think 3 or 4 starters for Waverly South Shore. 6-4. There's a couple more at 6-2. There's a little squibber here side. It will come out of the hands and right back into the hands of Dalton Ratchin.
Ratchin stops the ball at the 43-yard line of the Patriots. First and 10 for Hitchcock Tulare at the 44-yard line.
44. Start this drive. Wide to the right. The inside of the field, McCollison, a receiver, a couple more receivers, plus Solomon in the backfield. Noel from the gun on a first and 10, their own 44. Noel back to pass, left out quickly. Right side, wide open, caught by Maynard, 45, 50. Nice.
Pass complete to number 4, Patrick Maynard.
So second and...
Not quite enough for the first down. Brings up second and 1 foot.
That'll be it for the opening quarter. Tied at 8 after...
End of the first quarter.
Tulare in a minute. A 60-second timeout. Back in a minute on KOKK.
How do you measure that?
I don't know how they had him marked down unless he stepped on the line anyway. He must have. And welcome back to Tulare.
Yeah. Oh, he's a star.
Stretch 12 on the board here as Hitchcock Tulair taking over on a second and one.
Hand off to Solomon. It's to the 40-yard line of the Coyotes. That's enough for a first down for Patriots.
Just underway in the second quarter here. Patriots on a first and 10 at the Coyote 40. Noel from the gun. Solomon to his right. One wide each way. Chasing Hawk near side. Bender to the far side. Double end set. And now Chasing Hawk in motion to the far side. Hand off Solomon. Hurts inside the first tackle. Slips the second. Dives inside the 35.
Hand off to Solomon.
Around the 30. And he will almost pick up another first down.
Picks up another 9 yards.
Another
brings
nine
up yards. Second and one for the Patriots. Ball is at the 31-yard line of the Coyotes.
South Shore 31. As the clock winding here to what, again, I assume would be a slightly extended halftime break as they get the homecoming festivities through here in Tulane. Mistakenly thought that Solomon had to put up with two homecomings, but I guess Hitchcock Tulane goes back and forth between Hitchcock and Tulane for homecoming. There's Binger in motion, though, from the gun as they will now bunch it up. Fakes the handoff, and he's got the option. He'll give it to Binger. Binger almost mishandled it, slipped the tackle, and dives down at the 31. They'll end up with, well, maybe a
pitch to Binger.
He lost about 2 inches.
Brings it back almost to the line of scrimmage. Brings up third and a long two.
Third and around two for the Patriots here in Waverly South Shore territory at the Coyote 32-yard line. Well, stay tuned to the halftime show. We'll take a look at my halftime numbers, which I do like to remind everybody are kind of ballpark numbers. I keep them in game as I'm calling the game. So I might miss a run occasionally or add on a yard or two. Here's Noel from the gun on a third and two. Slings it over the middle. Pass knocked away. They send it out there for Nick Olofsson.
Noel's pass to Tollefson is incomplete. Brings up fourth down and a two.
For 32 yards and a touchdown.
Ball is at the 32-yard line of the Coyotes.
Only turnover in the game. 9:57 remaining here in quarter number two. Tied at eight is Noel from the gun. This time three receivers right. One run. And Solomon leads that handoff, and he'll dive inside the 40, and down to around the 28, and he'll pick up a
first. Solomon's run is enough for a first down for the Patriots.
So they'll move the chains again here inside of
first and 10 from the Coyotes' 27-yard line.
6-0 on Brookings after a quarter. We'll try to get you an update on that. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Downtown Huron. The Smet was up easy, or up North Hammond, Mona Rutland. I think it was 25-0. We'll take a look at those scores here. A lot of teams in action. We'll be Lexington 99.
Here,
Noel Solomon flips through the line.
Eric Solomon.
Goodbye, Eric Solomon.
Takes the pitch from Noel for a touchdown. Patriots.
Happened so fast, didn't even get a chance to call it. 9:25 to play here in the second. Yard Solomon run, and now they will look for the two-point conversion as they lead 14-8, trying to tack on two more with 9:25 to play here in the second. And they'll bunch it up again here with Binger now. Low man in the backfield will line up double wing with an end to the left, and Noel will run it the other way. Cuts it back inside, down near the line. I don't think he got in. And he did not. 9:24 left in the second.
Noel's attempt for the conversion is no good.
Back in 60.
Patriots 14. Okay. South Shore 8.
Patriots! Push up!
Hey, think so. I think it's all working like that. That's delayed, though, I think.
This is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is. Yeah, you're right.
It's probably really delayed.
Yeah, like a minute and 45 seconds. To play. Okay. What are they doing? There's no commercial and me talking.
Get out,
bro.
Keep it going now.
Welcome back to Two Layers. 9:24 remaining here in the second. They score their second touchdown tonight.
Back for the Coyotes are Krantz and Thompson. Peyton chasing Locke, setting up to kick for the Patriots.
Locke will kick it away, left to right. Chasing off, ready with the kick left to right. Fox indeed to return. He'll kick it to Thompson at the 20. He will hand it off. No fake. 25, 30, 30. 40, 50. Got one man left to beat. It's the tackle. And chasing off makes the stop. Thompson was gone.
Tackled by Chasing Hawk.
Chasing Hawk makes the stop.
At the 36-yard line of the Coyotes.
And Waverly South Shore comes out swinging after they give up a second touchdown.
First and 10 Coyotes from Patriot territory.
South Shore will get the ball after the break as they did win the toss, deferred. Hitchcock Tuller took the ball, but Waverly South Shore, remember, got the... It was ended up being a moot point as the Patriots would shut him down, but South Shore will get the ball after the halftime break. Here's Franz from the gun. Reese from the gun. Reese flushed out far side. He directed some traffic. He's going to run inside the 30 and pushed out of bounds, I think just shy of the first down marker. And Zach Reese on the 20.
Reese is pushed out of bounds at
7th run, and it will be a 9-yard gain. Well, it's on the ground. They have run.
29-yard line of Coyotes brings up 2nd-and-1 for Waverly South Shore.
The majority of their success has been in the passing game. It has produced their only touchdown. And now 2nd-and-1. So Reese from the gun, man, coming across. Thompson will get the handoff. He ran right into Salmon, and Salmon shut him down, but not before he got the first down.
Eric Salmon on the tackle for the Patriots.
A couple.
Ball is at the 26-yard line. First down, South Shore Waverly Coyotes. First and 10 from the 26-yard line.
The Coyotes here on a first and 10 with 8:59 left in the opening half. 14-8, Hitchcock Tuller in the lead. Waverly South Shore, though, threatening here on a first and 10. They are just outside the Patriot 25-yard line. Here's Zach Reese from the gun. A couple of receivers each way. Franz out of the backfield. He'll get the delayed handoff. He'll pick it up. Thompson lost it.
Fumble into that field. Recovered by number 88, Jackson Maynard. First and 10, Patriots.
And Thompson cannot believe it.
Wait a minute.
Thompson Watson thought it was going to bounce right back at him, but it bounced right to Maynard. Patrick able to haul that one in, or Jackson rather. Jackson able to haul that one in. And the threat over, at least on this possession for Waverly South Shore, as the Patriots will take back over first and 10 at their own 35, or just across their own 35-yard line. Here is Noel, back to pass on a first and 10. Flushed out, he'll run. Across the 35, little sputter move, dives ahead to the 45.
Noel on the keeper.
Picked up about 9.
Gets to the 45-yard line of the Patriots.
Slow start on a couple of possessions. The Patriots
brings up second down and 1.
Found their stride. They have a rushing touchdown. They have a passing touchdown. They've completed passes to 2 different receivers, but they've thrown to 4. Solomon has run the ball, Banger has run the ball, Chasing Hawk has run the ball, Noel has run the ball. They did lose a fumble, but overall this Hitchcock to our offense has kind of ran just a little smoother every possession since those opening couple. They're going to be getting awful close to a delay here as Noel brings them out of the huddle. And they're in there an awful long time. The backfield isn't counting like this. So 7:45 and counting. Play here in the second. Patriots up 14-8. Passes it over the middle. Complete.
Solomon passes to number 4, Patrick Maynard.
Dip it into the bag of tricks.
First and 10, Patriots.
You're expecting passing yards. 27.
Ball is marked at the 27-yard line of the Coyotes. First and 10.
Well, Solomon with his first pass completion of the night. Second, they'll make it third catch of the night for Patrick Maynard. Maynard's got 3 catches for 46 and a touchdown. And the Patriots first and 10 in Coyote territory to the 27-yard line. Now Solomon will run it. Hesitation, hits the hole at the 25, head down, moves in the pile, and down to around the 20.
Solomon on the handoff gets to the 20-yard line. Brings up second and 4.
6 yards.
From the 21-yard line.
And 4. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. The Huron Tigers were leading 6-0. Let's try to get a Tigers scoring update brought to you by the Mirror. It is 21-6, the Tigers lead at Brookings. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Patriots lead 14-8 here. Second and 4 at the Waverly South Shore 21. Noel back to pass, quickly flushed out by Nealon. Launches it towards Solomon's direction, ball knocked away.
Noel's pass is incomplete.
Stops the clock at 6:32 left in the first half. Patriots a 6.
Brings up third down and 4 for the Patriots.
Will make it third and 4 at the Waverly South Shore 21-yard line. Well, this game has not really been marred by penalties. The only thing maybe extending the first half so far has been the number of incomplete passes. It's not that the quarterbacks are inaccurate, it's just there have been a lot of passes in this game. Noel's going to follow Solomon up the middle, and it looks like he got the first down yardage. He needed 4, and I think that's exactly
right. Noel on the keeper.
Are they going to mark him, Scott? Oh, maybe just shy. They're probably going to have to pull the chain game out here. Let's see. He's eyeing it. What's he say? Look this way, look that way. No, they're just going to mark him short. Yep. Oh, they're going to bring on the chain gang.
Officials have called for a measurement.
All right, so whoever pays the chain gang here in Tulare, extra hot dog tonight. They had to run them out on the field. Official will set at the 25, and they'll stretch him out with 6:23 to play in the half. Patriots a 14-8 lead, charging for another touchdown. They stretch it out, and I think they're a good shot. Yep, a couple inches. Still marking it down for 4 yards. And it'll be third.
They are short of the first down. Brings up fourth down.
Oh, fourth down, I guess. Fourth and 8.
And about a foot.
That's really where it was.
Patriots 14, Coyotes 8. It's Jack Tulare on a homecoming Friday night here in Tulare. Ball from the gun. on fourth and maybe a foot. Noel will take it himself. The one official just said no. And, yeah, they won't measure anything. He did not get back to the original line of scrimmage, apparently. The official's going to look up and down the line, but he will save Waverly South Shore football.
The attempt
so
to convert is
will give it back here.
Unsuccessful.
South Shore takes over.
Ball goes over six to the Coyotes.
Remaining
first and
back.
10, South Shore Waverly.
The Patriots still that six-point lead at 14-8.
On their own 19-yard line.
Waverly South Shore, one of these teams that hasn't shown it in the win column here the last couple of years, but steadily improving. And this is kind of that class where Whitley took over a couple years ago. So the kids that were then sophomores just kind of getting onto that varsity level are now seniors leading this team. Whitley's kind of got his system intact now and feels like it's about time to start turning things around. They feel like they're right on the edge of that first victory. And they are fighting well against the defending champ Patriots here tonight. There's a pass intended for Neyland, and we got a hold
flag on the play.
On Waverly.
Hold against Waverly South Shore.
So we'll go on a first and 20. I suppose, yeah, you could decline and make it second and 10. Now, Sullivan's going to take the yardage.
Holding against the Coyotes.
So three, four.
Marches them back 10 more yards, and it'll be first and 20.
Waverly South Shore.
For the Coyotes.
We're 6:02 left in the first half. The Patriots set up to defend a long first down. On first and 20.
There you go. You put it back.
So first and 20 back. Eight. Back around the 8-yard line. Zach Reese from the gun. Reese quickly flushed out and nearly sacked, and now they got a hold of him. He got away at the end zone, and lucky for him, he did. And now he completes the pass. Nice play there by Zach Reese.
Pass is complete to number two, Sam Appelhoff.
But picked up pretty close, I think 10 yards, maybe even a little more.
Gain of 10 yards brings up second and 10 for the Coyotes.
Well, that looked for a moment like Zach Reese and the Coyotes were going to give up that two-point conversion that the Patriots failed on moments ago. But Reese is a big boy, hard to get him down. He's escaped a couple of rushes tonight where he looked dead to rights. That time in the end zone, he got away. Here's another one. Did he get it?
Reese is sacked.
And pumped up is Dalton Rafton.
He wasn't going to let
as he pulled.
Brought down by Rafton in the backfield.
He's not going to let Reese get away this time.
Loss of 9 yards brings up third and 18.
By Dalton
Rafton. Waverly South Shore.
Loss of 8. And
ball is at the 9-yard line of the Coyotes.
And boy, after Reese had got away a couple times, Rafton was pumped up on that sack. Third and 18, Waverly South Shore. Reese will take the snap inside his own 5. Fades back near the goal line. Again, flushed out of the pocket. Boy, Reese is going to have to try to outrun him, and he ain't going to be able to do it. Back out to the
tackle at the line of scrimmage by Cheddar. Brings up 4th and 18.
Probably going to have to punt here on a 4th and 18.
For the Coyotes.
Inside their own 15-yard line. He's going to kick it away from his own end zone. 4:35 to play here in quarter number 2. Hitchcock Tuller leading 14-8.
Kranz back to kick for the Coyotes.
Brandon Noel, the return man, will line up right about midfield. Binger will be the up man. And it looks like Binger will get first crack at it. Nope, they're just going to let it bounce. Not a bad decision as that one kicked from the goal line. It all the way to the 46.
Ball rolls to the 46-yard line of the Coyotes. Brings up first and 10. Patriots.
The first and 10 at the Waverly South Shore 46-yard line.
Ball is at the 46 of the the Coyotes.
15 the last year half. Patriots. Holding on to that 6-point lead. They led 8-0. Lady and South Shore would tie it up before the end of the first quarter. Patriots put up a score here, failed on the 2-point conversion. Lady and South Shore was charging, but they fumbled and lost it, and now the Patriots. On a drive. First and 10. Waverly South Shore 46. Noel from the gun. Hands off Salmon. Salmon to cutback.
Eric Salmon powers to the 32-yard line.
I think they're going to actually mark him at the 34. He will pick up all of 13 or 14 yards, and it's enough for a first down.
Ball is at the 33-yard line of the Coyotes. First and 10. Patriots.
Winding, 4 minutes now to play in the first half. 14-8 Patriots. It's got Kulair on the offensive side with a first and 10 at the Waverly South Shore 34. Here's Noel, same handoff to Salmon. This time Salmon looking for the corner. Head down inside the 30 and down to around the 25. He'll pick up around 8 or 9 more. Salmon really starting to roll here in the second quarter, and it looks like we're
Salmon takes the handoff and moves the marker to the 26-yard line.
Got Tulare charging when we come back in a minute.
Makes it second and 3 yards to go. Timeout. Waverly South Shore.
I thought you could change what it was, where it was getting its audio. I thought you could change that. Like, I could just hit here. But that's all it would be. Because it's Bluetooth to this, so it should give the audio for that. Uh-oh, I didn't want to try and say it. Welcome back to Tulare. 3:49 remaining in the first half. Remember, halftime, we'll take a look at the Mirror Family Airfare scoreboard update. The Tigers were up a couple of scores. Second quarter score, we'll pass it along here at halftime for sure. We'll see if we can't get it before then. Patriots charging here. They'll go second and 3. They get it to Salmon. Salmon trying to make the other stiff arm inside the 20. 15, 10, and he is escorted out of bounds.
Salmon is knocked out of bounds at the 11-yard line. First down, Patriots.
For Salmon, and that'll be a first down. He did get knocked out of bounds, so that'll stop the clock at 3:36 to play in the half. Patriots a 14-8 lead and threatening to tack on another. It'll be first and 10 from the Coyote 11. Noel brings him to the line. Two receivers left. Three receivers right. Salmon, lone man in the backfield. On a first and 10 from the Coyote 11. You'll see motion is bigger, draws the play. And I don't know what the call is on that for sure. I wonder.
Penalty is against the Patriots.
Maybe didn't move while Binger was shifting, and you can't move two at the same time, but I didn't think that was necessary.
5-yard penalty against the Patriots. Makes
way,
it first and 15.
Second penalty, 2 penalties, 10 yards tonight. And we'll make it first and 15. Hitchcock Tulare at the Waverly South Shore 60-yard line. Same look, couple receivers each way. Salmon, one man in the backfield. Same play, in fact, with Binger in motion. Gets the pass. Right side and threw it too far out of front. It's only make a catch. Oh my word, I
touchdown!
Oh, he smokes it.
Eric Salmon pulls down the pass in the end zone for six.
Coleman hauls in the play.
I did not think he was going to get to that one.
16 yards and the score. Second passing touchdown of the night for Brendan Knoll. This one will come with 3:27 to play in the second. 16-yard pass, Knoll to Salmon.
And Melly will look for a two-point conversion. They'll snap it directly to Binger, and he will get it.
Two-point conversion by Blaze Binger. Complete.
23-8 Patriots.
22,
Patriots 22.
We'll be back to
Coyotes 8.
60 seconds on KOKK.
Oh, that doesn't work.
Look at this hometown scoreboard guy.
Look at this guy.
How many do I gotta do?
Hometown scoreboard guy.
He'll get there.
Are they counting you?
I hate this scoreboard.
They're counting you. That's funny.
I should have left it at 9:05.
This student body's kind of amazing.
That was a heck of a catch. That was Superman. I didn't think he got it.
I thought it was over his head. Well, I thought that one over Patrick was over. I could have stopped the board at 95
and
done.
I was waiting for you to do that.
3:27 to play in the half. 22-8. Hitchcock Schuler in front of Waverly, South Shore. We'll try to get you a Tiger score update. Scoring updates brought to you by the Mira Family Hair Care. Downtown Mira. Tigers 28.
Chasing Hawk lining up for the kickoff for the Patriots.
Woodstock, Weston, and Spring, Sand.
Krantz and Thompson. Back to await that kick for the Coyotes.
The snap is all over. We're handing over that one.
Scoreboard update brought to you by the Mira Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Scoreboard here in Tulare, 22-8 Patriots. 3:27 to play first half.
Run up in the kick is a squibber. Take it at the 20 by Thompson. Across the 25, got a block, 30, 35, 40, got another block. Oh, slips it outside. He might have got one here. Stiff arm down, and they got him again. Able to make the
chasing Hawk drags him down.
Peyton chasing Hawk.
At the 33-yard line of the Patriots, first and 10, Waverly.
Two return touchdowns by Thompson tonight. Waverly South Shore, another nice kick return. Sets them up with good field position here. First and 10 at the Patriot 33-yard line.
He scores through there.
Zach Reese from the gun. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Grand's lone man in the backfield. Motion man left to right is Applehoff. And now another flag. And I think they got, did they get him for the same thing that the Patriots had been? False start.
Penalty is a false start. Full start against the Coyotes.
Against Waverly South Shore.
Brings up first and 15.
3:16 left, first half. Waverly South Shore does get the ball coming
at the 32-yard line. 37-yard line.
The Coyotes here really would like to put one up before the break, and then you get it back again. Here's Applehoff in motion left to right. Back to passes Reese. West out of the pocket. Patrick Maynard in hot pursuit. Reese tried to run it. Maynard dives. Oh, he got past him. Reese still on his feet. Knocked out of bounds around the 30, just outside the 40. So all that, Reese will net about 2 or 3 yards. Well, maybe four.
Reese has run out of bounds at
second seven.
30-yard line. Brings up second and
clock at 3:06 to play
six.
In the first half. You're just tuning in and wondering if we're at halftime or into after halftime. We're not even through halftime. There's been a lot of passes in this game. A lot of out of bounds, a lot of change of possessions, all stopping the clock. Reese back to pass on a second and seven. Left side, he's got a man open, and he threw it a little too far inside.
Number seven, Reese, pass is incomplete.
15 with really nobody around.
Brings up third down and six for the Coyotes.
So now a third and six. 27 plays for the Coyotes tonight, 15 pass plays, a dozen rushing plays. Clock stop here at 3:01 to play in the half. Hitchcock 2:22, Waverly South Shore 8. Coyotes now on a third and around seven from the Patriot 30-yard line. Release from the gun, two receivers left, two receivers right. And then in the backfield is Kranz. On third and short seven. Reese flushed out. He's got Patrick Maynard stiff-armed him to lose him. Throws it over the middle. Almost intercepted.
Almost intercepted by number five, Johnson. Passes incomplete. Brings up fourth down for the Coyotes.
It's an incomplete pass, and we'll set up a fourth and around six or seven, and we'll see, I would assume, it's definitely for a fourth time here at the Patriot 30. They'll draw off the player with 2:51 to play in the first half. And of course, for the Patriots, more than they like nothing more than to get it back and get some more points before the break. The Coyotes will get the ball after halftime. A couple of receivers each side. Zach Reese in the gun. And off. Thompson's going to pass it. He's looking for Reese. Can't find him. Just dumps it off over the middle. Did he make the completion? I don't think so. Oh, I think the official says yes, he did. So
pass is complete to number two, Appeloff. First down, Coyotes.
They needed about seven. They got about nine.
They did not like something about that.
First and 10. Waverly South Shore at the Patriot 20-yard line or just outside of it. Reese again from the gun. This time split back. One wide each side on a first and 10. Patriots up 22-8. Snap to Reese. Reese looks left, launches, pass complete at the 10. Cutting it back in is Appelhoff at the 5, diving for the end zone. And he's just shot.
Pass is complete to number 84, Nealand.
So another big pass.
First and goal, Coyotes.
That'll go for 19. And will bring us to a first and goal around the 2. With Reese from the gun against split backs. One wide receiver to each side. Reese going to take it himself. And he is in possession.
Number 7, Reese on the keeper. Touchdown, Coyotes.
This will come with 2:15. In a second. Zach Reese run. And now the Coyotes will look for a two-point conversion. Try to cut the gap. Six. Split backs will go out to receivers. So four receivers. Reese empty backfield on the two-point try. Reese chased out. Inside the 10. Looking to fire it. Does. Back at the end zone.
Two-point conversion is complete.
And he did. 2:15 left in the first half. 22-16. Hitchcock Tulare. We're back to Tulare in a minute.
Score is 22 for the Patriots. 16 for the Coyotes.
No, I got one of each team right
here. Depending on how it goes.
Well, here on Tigers, still reporting that halftime score. They lead 28-6 at Brookings. Blue Jacket Western and Spring Sanborn Central. Got a slim lead and still
kicking for the Coyotes, number three, Eschen.
Blackhawks leading 8-6.
Back for the Patriots, number three, Brendan Knoll.
So I think they must be on by. Oh, they know they play tomorrow. That's what it was. And the Smet was all over on Hammond on Rutland. Wolf Lessington is off this week. And we South Shore Coyotes on both for the
penalty on the kickoff. Yeah,
this time they mistime it and they will be called for offside. Try again, see if they elect to try the trickery.
Penalties against the Coyotes. Offsides. Ball is moved back for a re-kick. 5 yards. It'll be kicked from the 34-yard line. 35-yard line.
45 yards against Waverly South Shore. So they will try to kick it off again, this time from the 35-yard line. And I would assume probably a kick it deep this time, but with 2:14 to play in the first half, 22-16, it's got two in the lead. Waving it South Shore does get the ball after halftime. And now they'll send in the kicker, Brady Eschen. Eschen will run up and he'll kick it South Shore to
Blaze Binger brings the ball to the 47-yard line of the Patriots. First and 10.
All right, let's move it.
So Hitchcock Tulair, after giving up the score, still with time now to punch one through before the break, because as I pointed out a few times, Waverly South Shore will get the ball after halftime, so the 2:09 to play here in the first half. Hitchcock Tulair leading 22-16. Now a 6-point advantage. Well, I'm sure they would like to have to go in to make that a dozen or maybe even 14 before the half. Noel from the gun, trips right, receiver left, Stallman, low man in the backfield. Bum rush, pass out to Maynard is complete, but Maynard not able to go low.
Pass complete to Patrick Maynard. Dropped in the backfield for a loss of 4. Brings up 2nd and 14 for the Patriots. Ball is marked at the 44-yard line.
All right, so it'll be a 2 or 4 yard loss here, as again, Maynard makes the catch, but couldn't get away from that. Didn't get that first one.
Eric Solomon powers to the 40-yard line for a first down. Patriots.
Actually, no, we'll pick up 16.
Ball is marked at the 40-yard line of the Coyotes.
Another first down for Scott Tulare. This will be the Kyle 40-yard line. Minute 15 remaining here in the half is, again, he's got Tulare lead by 6. We'll kick it away to start the second half, so definitely would very much like to have a score here before halftime. Solomon to the first. Oh, a lot of room over there. Jasenok's got a man blocking his goal. Jasenok inside the 20 to 15.
Peyton Jasenok
around the 10.
On the reverse.
We'll see what
picks the ball to the 13-yard line of the Coyotes. First and 10, Patriots.
So 25 yards the run for Jasenok on the reverse.
And first and 15, first and 10 for the Patriots from the 15-yard line.
Patriots first and 10. Out 15, 53 seconds to play in the half. 22-16, Patriots up 6. Noel from the gun. Pitch to Solomon. Solomon met in the backfield, got away from the first tackle. Step on to the second. Got a block. 10, 5, dragging guys down to the 1 yard line.
Solomon powers to the 1 yard line.
We'll see if they mark him 1 or 2, but another two. Tough
first and goal, Patriots.
By Eric Solomon. Of course, I don't think that kid knows any other way to run other than tough. 13 on the gain will make it second and goal, or first and goal at the 2. Patriots can elect the clock run as Solomon, the lone man in the backfield. Noel will go from the gun. I think they were going to direct snap it to Solomon, but Waverly South
has
a timeout. Stop the Coyotes. 30 seconds to play in the half. Patriots threatening. First and goal on the 2. When we come back in a minute, a 60-second timeout on KOKK.
Yeah, I wonder if you have to set up the audio before the game starts.
Where's Solomon?
What?
Where's that running back?
45, he's been making plays all night. He's the running, usually the only running back. He's the guy that they hand it to and he busts up the middle.
Yeah.
I want to know what this headphone means. Mic mode. Patriots first and goal at the 2. It'll be a Solomon run. Leans in near the goal line. Is in the
touchdown, Patriots! Eric Solomon on the 2-yard scamper.
Now let's get the 2.
So the 6th score of the night, 4th by the Patriots, will come with 26 seconds to play in the 2nd. 2-yard Solomon run. And they will now look for a two-point conversion. They lead 28-16, trying to make it 14. They will line up for 2 with Noel from the gun. Binger next to him. They'll run double end this time.
And direct snap. Binger dances in again. Oh, they're still fighting him. Nobody's... Oh, he's short.
Extra point conversion is no good. Score is 28, Patriots, 16, Coyotes.
Now 26 seconds to play in the half, and Waverly South Shore will get it back when we come back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK. That's fine. No, just close it back down. Go back to the broadcast. I don't want to do this. No, sure.
Come on, Troy.
You need a short, you need a tackle on this one.
Don't mess with it too much. You don't want it to shut off.
Chasing Hawk.
Oh, Yankton are
lining up for the kick.
Tonight in the double A ranks is Yankton leading Watertown 17-14 at the half. I think that's number 3 against the number 4.
Thompson and Krantz back to receive.
Big games on the schedule for this evening. Chasing Hawk left to right. Of course, one big game. The Patriot homecoming. Always want to win that homecoming game. Also had one go through their hands, but they're able to follow. The kick from Chasing Hawk.
18 recovers for the Coyotes.
Tried to recover it. Went through his hands.
The ball is at the 30.
Got on top of it.
6-yard line.
So Hitchcock to left.
Waverly South Shore.
Bend.
At the 35, first and 10, Coyotes.
At the end of the second quarter, try to keep the Waverly South Shore Coyotes out of the end zone. Patriots lead 28-16. Coyotes will get the ball after the half. Reese will go from the gun. A couple of wide receivers to each side. And Kranz, the low man in the backfield. Kranz checking the play on the cuff.
And in motion is Applehawk. And off to Kranz. Got a block from Applehawk.
Stop by Blaze. Finger.
For no gain.
No gain on the run. Second down and 10.
And we'll wind the clock, and I don't think Waverly South Shore is interested in stopping it.
They are not. That'll be the end of the first half here in Tulare. Our score at the break.
End of the first half.
28.
Patriots 28.
Score 16.
We're back. Coyote 16.
Show 3 minutes on Dakota Sports on 1210. Okay, thank you.